A Future and a Hope by Beyond Today writer Kathy Sani. All those who have died in senseless shootings in recent years still have a future and a hope. I was filled with teenage angst over the Vietnam War. My brother was there, and it was a constant concern. Would he make it back home? He was larger than life to me. He let me tag along and helped me climb trees and over barbed wired fences. He taught me to read before I started school. I listened to the news and took it personally every time I heard the death of troops. I watched my mom silently suffer as she anxiously awaited to get a letter from her son. Today, our children have to worry that a disgruntled classmate may come through the door with a semi-automatic and mow them down. My heart aches for them, and I wish I could gather them all in my arms and tell them how it will someday be made right. Do people think it can't happen in their school? Is that how they carry on? It is one of the most comforting things found in the pages of the Bible, that God is not willing that any should be lost. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. All those who have died in senseless shootings in recent years still have a future and a hope. Revelation 21, verse 4. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.